Fire ants attack. Here it comes. 10 contingents of thousands of fire ants march up my toe cliffs and ridges, foot slopes and arcs. In formation, they hook their mandibles into thin flesh, inject venom with their stingers, setting my sensitive nerves on fire. Their fire spreads up the hills of my calves, down through knee valleys and thigh plateaus, until it reaches the buttocks mounts. There the fire ants build their fire mounds that burn throughout day and night. Sometimes the fire leaps its walls and spreads up into the planes of my back, burning into shoulder blades and onwards. Nothing can stop the attack, not even a change of posture. Even the famous pain fighters have lost all their battles. Only when they are satisfied do the fire ant troops retreat, sometimes slowly backing down, sometimes suddenly disappearing overnight. The caves, plains, mounts, plateaus, valleys, ridges, and cliffs, all peaceful. Alas, it's only a Trojan celebration. The fire ant soldiers have left their wooden horses behind. The next attack is a sunrise away, and twice as ferocious.